Okay. This is Sunday morning, 8:30:20. We're going to do a couple of teachings here back to back. This one is part two of last week. We talked about perfect love. We're going to continue with part two of that. I want you to turn to 1 John 4. Just something that the Lord kind of spoke to me this morning. It's going to go with my second teaching, but I kind of believe I'm supposed to share it right now. Over in Genesis 1, when God saw the darkness, it said the Spirit of God was hovering on the face of the waters. And it indicates that he was brooding. I got to thinking about how much time do we waste brooding over our situations? Brooding. Just thinking about them, letting them frighten us, being tired of it, being, you know, just all kinds of things. And what the Lord said to me this morning was, is this. He has an image for you. And that image is in His Word. By stripes you're healed, or, you know, us, Paul, your needs, whatever the case may be. So God's Word is the image. It is a picture of God's will for you. Meditation, brooding over the what you want. It's like when you start getting your focus. God saw the darkness, but He didn't. His Spirit hovered over, I believe, what He wanted. That's like you want something changed in your body. So you see yourself, your body, the way you want it to be seen, not the terrorizing picture that the enemy maybe brings to you that you have to cause you to not receive. You understand? But a picture of, I don't care if it's a picture of you 20 years ago, said, I want to look like this. And you lay back and you just meditate on that before you speak. I think this is just a higher realm of speaking. We can speak, and a lot of times we speak, but I think sometimes it's out of fear instead of faith. It's just a reaction. We got to do something. We just speak. But to take the time, like one time the Lord said to me, you know, because I did exercise and diets, and I was into nutrition for years, and I had an injury where I couldn't do anything, and I had to quit all of that. And the Lord said to me, I thought, well, I need to get back to exercising. And the Lord said, you would do better to lay back and meditate. And I had a situation happen. We'd gone to Dallas to see our kids. And I was having a real problem with my arm at that time. I couldn't hardly move it at all. And I was trying not to let anybody know. I don't want anybody to know. And the hours that we were coming home, I just kind of meditated concerning my arm. Prayed in the Spirit. And when I got home, I needed to wash my hair, and I could extend my arm further than I had been able to for months. I was actually able to wash my hair. And that came by meditating. That did not come by confessing. It didn't come by exercise. You understand what I'm saying here? I think this is just a little higher. If we'll get to where I do this, the healing and I received in 2009, I meditated on the Word for about 4 hours. I'd read scriptures on healing, and then I would pray in the Spirit. And it was like my image had to come into line with God's image for me. And that's what meditation does. You begin to see yourself as God says you already are. And I think that that will help us, our faith, to be more effective. It'll keep us out of speaking so many words out of fear. Or feeling like, I got to do something. That's just what Satan wants. To invoke a reaction out of you. But I'm willing to say, when you get to the point that you meditate and then you see it God's way, and then you speak, it's bam, you get manifestation. That day washing my hair, I didn't even speak anything. I just imagined myself using my arm. When I got home, I could use my arm. Sometimes it's the hardest thing in the world for us to be quiet, isn't it? They that wait upon the Lord, be still and know that I am God. Yeah. I believe that's that higher way. That's how God did it. He looked over the situation, and the Spirit of God brooded. He was brooding on the face of the waters. He's getting the image that he wanted before he spoke. It makes it a whole lot easier, doesn't it? Instead of trying to conjure up something. Well, if I just speak it enough, it'll happen. That's not how it works. Except maybe in the negative. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you. And I think also, the thing about it, when you do that, it makes you rest. I remember teaching a class on Wednesday night. I was working at that time, and I remember I'd been, you know, just so ready to get out of these clothes, get out of these shoes. Don't want to teach these kids, you know. I went over there, prayed in the Spirit for a while before I went. When I got over there, those little boys were so full of energy and everything. I prayed in the Spirit before I went, and when I got in there, the anointing hit the little boys, and the little boys started praying in tongues. One of them got filled with the Spirit. I mean, I felt like I'd had an 8-hour nap. We think, well, we got to have our sleep. We got to have our sleep. Well, I think what's on the inside overrides anything on the outside. You know, you can pray in the Spirit like that. And to me, that's also, when I pray in the Spirit, I'm seeing things the whole time. Lord's moving my mind in directions, and I'm seeing things, and I'm hearing things. So, what does it do? It refreshes you. It builds you up. It says it building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. We need to not look so much about, well, I need my nutrition. I hear so much of that from Christians. And I'm thinking, you know, you got a lot of light on this subject, but you're just dumb as a stump when it comes to this area. You're totally missing half of what God wants for you with that attitude that, oh, you know, we got to have this supplement, you know. We've got poisons all in our food, and we've got to do something about it, you know. We just have to, you know, we just need blah, 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 until I just want to scream. I thought, what's that scripture that says, you know, if we drink and eat anything, it won't hurt us? It's not what goes in the man that defiles him, but what comes out. I've asked the Lord to broaden my reach. It's not about me. It's about this message. It needs to be gotten out. People are well-meaning, and they can only walk in the light they have. In fact, this morning on the television broadcast, I'm talking about Revelation, and I've totally changed my mind since I taught that. I said, Lord, the revelation is coming so fast, I can't hardly keep up with it. We're living in the day of the awakening where the blinders are coming off to the truth of God's Word, because we're fixing to walk in a kingdom where these truths are going to be applied. And so many people don't have a clue. I'm thinking, Lord, we need a broader reach, whether it be by the internet or however you want to do it. Because people need to hear this. You know, they do. They need to hear it. They need to hear the truth of God's Word, not a bunch of stuff that sounds right, but nobody ever seems to get nothing from it. It's terrible to walk in the Word of Faith for 30 years and not really see much manifestation in it. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Everything I've learned about the Word of Faith, I've learned by experience, my own experience, like with my arm. I mean, I could sit and listen for another 50 years and never learn that. This isn't just something that we just come in and listen to. It's something we experience. God shows himself real. His word is alive. And it does accomplish when we apply it. Okay, let's go to 1 John. So let's rest. Let's make it a point we're going to rest in God. And quit wearing yourself out with means and methods. And I mean, to me, I remember, I think it was Charles Capps talking about faith and confession is like the rosary. Huh?
The Lord said that to me.
Well, I heard him say that too. Something similar to that. Anyway. Okay, excuse me. The Lord said it to Danny. Anyway.
Sorry.
Is it worth interruption so I can't get off track? Okay. In other words, it's the Christian thing to do. Understand? It's the Christian thing to do. It's, we've been trained that we have to do this. But like I said, I mean, I'm not saying it didn't do any good. It did some good. But the walk of faith is a walk of rest. And if you're toiling and you're just... I said, Lord, this week has been an awesome week. I said, lots of revelation and everything. But I said, I feel like I've been in those riots physically. I feel like I've been in those riots physically. Like Antifa's been beating the crap out of me. Just beating the crap out of me. Physically. Just like there's a demon just going, bam, bam, bam. The revelation is coming, but the demons are kicking. And I said, Lord, you've got to help us to be able to rest through this. How can you rest whenever you're just being kicked? They got you down on the ground and they're kicking the crap out of you. I think the meditation, I think that's what the Lord's saying today. That's what he's saying. Learn to lay back and meditate. See the answer instead of focusing on the problem. Because what is all of that about? What is all the hitting on you and hurting you and all that trying to make you feel like you don't even want to live? It's so bad. That's to keep you from using your faith because whether you know it or not, they've lost. They've lost. They're on the run right now. They're on their last leg. They're fixing to be taken off. You talk about off planet. It's not going to be off planet. It's going to be in the pit. But this is happening, and they're scrambling, and they're pulling out all the stops. I said, Lord, why is it so fierce right now? Help me to view it this way. It's because they're pulling out all the stops because they know their time is over. They've been working this plan since 2001. 9/11 was a sacrificial offering to their God. And the end year is 2020 with the COVID-19, the 19-year plan. And their plan is falling apart. So this is a time on earth like no other. And what sad part about it is most people don't have a clue about it. A lot are waking up. A lot of people are waking up, and I'm thankful for that. But I said, is that why it seems to be so fierce? You just think sometimes, Lord, how much more can I take? Like I said, if we will learn and train ourselves to rest, meditate, focus on not what is being done to us, not the warfare we're experiencing, but what God's word has to say, the image we have on what we want. We can have what we say. But what is the image? What is the perfect image of your body or your home or how your job? What's the perfect image? What's the thing that you desire? Well, I know this. I'm going to get out some old photographs and say, well, you laugh, but you wake up someday and you look 20 years younger, you're going to say, all right. And I didn't have to go do Botox. I didn't have to have a facelift. I didn't have to do any of that for that to happen. I mean, we got God's word is powerful and his principles are powerful and they work. And they bypass any natural type of thinking or anybody's human reasoning about it. And he does it. He's never been about toil. Toiling in the garden, no, the man was not to toil about anything. He was to tend what God had already placed. I mean, he was supplied silver, gold. He talks about all the different kinds of riches that were already there. Everything was supplied. The garden was made. God made everything. He made it all. God, the man didn't make it. God did. All he did was ask the man to maintain it, to tend it, and fill the earth with it, to grow from there until the devil showed up. So God never meant for us to toil, whether it be whatever. That's not his way to toil. In the 1,000-year millennial reign, that's going to be a reign with no toil. People are going to do what they do because they love it. Mm-hmm. And they enjoy it. Thank you, Lord. All right. I don't know if I'm supposed to go into this or not. Let's just go on to the second teaching. Seems like the Lord's saying, maybe that's for another time. The now faith is the title of this. Now faith is.